This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. President Bush's plan for more troops in Iraq has had a rough first week, both in Washington and in Baghdad. Denounced by Democrats and more than a few Republicans, the troop buildup is also opposed by big majorities of Americans in political polls. But President Bush shows no sign of backing down. Here he is on the CBS show 60 Minutes last night.
If failure is not an option and we've got to succeed, how best to do so? And that's why I came up with the plan I did.
Joining us, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, a regular Monday guest on Day to Day. Ron, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Alex.
And listening to National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley over the weekend, he said the administration already has the money it needs to commit extra troops in Iraq. Is that correct?
Substantially, yes. Many of the troops we're talking about are already there. They're just not going to be coming home as soon as they thought. And there are others who are just going to be going over there sooner than planned. And money for those operations was already flowing. And so money is not really the short-term question.
So despite what some House Democrats are saying, Congress is not really in a position to cut funding for the buildup?
Not right away. There will be a supplemental budget request for Iraq next month, and Democrats can attach all the riders to that they want. But that's not going to be enough to stop the president, as he himself said. Now, down the road, as we begin consideration of the next Pentagon budget, now then Congress could make serious changes there and, in some sense or another, try to force the Pentagon to bring some of the troops home from Iraq.
So the time frame is not really the next few weeks. It's the next six or maybe 9 months.
And that's what a lot of people inside the administration will privately acknowledge, that there's a realistic window of the White House having the upper hand. So even without Hill support or public support, as you pointed out, he can tough it out. But that only lasts until summer, maybe early summer, maybe late summer. And by then, something will have changed in Iraq.
Well, it's an interesting point because there are people who think the real responsibility for this plan succeeding or failing is in Baghdad, in the hands of the government of Nouri al-Maliki. And we'll just note that Mr. Bush said this really is an Iraqi plan that we're supporting.
Yes, and without arguing that particular point, whether it is or isn't their plan, it's hard to see how any of it succeeds without their support and their keen support, because the crux is to suppress not only insurgents, but the militias of both the Sunni and the Shiite, the two halves of this sectarian civil war that's going on. So this involves moving a lot of troops and focusing some firepower on the people who are basically Maliki's own base of power. And that's something that his government has been reluctant to do and may not, in fact, be able to do.
Well, we heard some awareness of this in the testimony of both the State and Defense Secretaries this past week, Condoleezza Rice and Robert Gates. Here's Mr. Gates at the Senate Armed Services Committee.
I think we're going to know fairly early in this process whether the Iraqis are, in fact, prepared to fulfill the commitments that they've made to us.
There's a fascinating counterpoint there showing up in Gates' testimony to a couple of committees on the Hill and also in his White House press conference, saying that we are going to know pretty soon whether or not this plan is going to have a realistic chance of success on the ground in terms of the Iraqis' cooperation. That gives the administration a chance to reassess the situation before all these new brigades even arrive in Baghdad. That's not good news for the White House, but it is a chance for the U.S. to cut its losses.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.